Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to keep it local here for a moment and talk MMA. It's actually been a while since we've talked about the mixed martial arts scene here in the Castle Country, but that's what we're going to focus on right now. And typically when we talk about mixed martial arts in the Castle Country, we bring in Cody Bunderson, owner and coach at Fierce MMA. And, well, it's always a pleasure to get you in, Cody. Thank you again for stopping by today.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. I love being on here with you.
And love bringing you in and talking about mixed martial arts, that's for sure. Before we dive into the gym and we talk about an upcoming event, it's important to note you're going to be stepping into the cage here relatively soon.
Yeah, yes, sir. February 24th, I'm going to get back in the cage up in Salt Lake on the Steel Fist Fight card as the main event up there.
It's been a while since you've been in the cage, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been August 2016.
What was it that made you say, yeah, I want to do this again. Let's get rolling.
I just kind of found, that hunger again, that just really falling in love with the sport again. Training has been going great as of late. Gym's been doing great. A lot of new guys, new faces in the gym, and I see the kind of their passion and hunger, and I've always been one to lead by example. And so I want to show these guys that, with hard work, dedication, and everything that, you can step in, be a professional fighter, and chase down your dreams.
Yeah, this is something that I can respect so much on this level, because if we talk about, someone in the UFC, or we talk about someone in boxing that's been away from the, competitive fighting, under the bright lights for a year or two, typically it's money that brings them back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's typically the case.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not fighting for
this
the money. I know you're not fighting for the money.
This has absolutely nothing to do with money. Yeah. I definitely am not getting paid enough to get in there and try to take each other's head off, but I do it because I love it.
Yeah.
I said I'm really falling in love with the sport almost all over again. And just a hunger, just a desire to get better, to get my team better, and again, lead by example. And training's going great. I feel really good.
How do things change around the gym when you're training for a fight? I mean, I've been there when we're gearing up for an event, and other guys are training, getting set to step into the cage. How does it change when the coach, the owner, is actually training?
Well, the good thing right now is because we are my show, the Fierce Fighting Championship, is doing a show down here March 10th. And so I've got five of my fighters on the card. So kind of simultaneously, we're all going through fight camp together. So, we're all grinding together. We're all trying to get as sharp as we can and sharpening the iron, with all in fight camp together. So it makes it a lot easier as a team, basically, to go through a whole fight camp together.
Well, let's talk about your opponent, Fabio Seau, right?
Yeah, Fabio Seau.
Okay, yep. 135-pound weight class. You guys are going to be fighting at bantamweight. Looked into this guy a little bit. He's legit.
Yeah, he's legit. I mean, he's a guy's a third-degree black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's from Brazil. Dude's been around for a while. He's fought some of the best dudes in the state, out of state. He recently just fought for the 145-pound featherweight belt. Up at Front Street Fights up in Idaho, lost a 5-round decision, but dude's tough. Dude's super tough, so he's going to bring it. I'm going to bring it. I expect it to be an all-out war. There's going to be nothing easy about this fight, but I'm 100% prepared to go in there and lay my soul on the line for this.
I'm always interested in talking to coaches about scouting reports or talking to individuals about scouting reports. What's your take on that? Have you watched a lot about
this? Oh, for sure. I've studied his last fight. I've watched his film on his very last fight. I'm sure he's probably studied film on my last fight. A lot of people say you're only as good as your last fight. So, him fighting recently, within the last, I believe, 3 months, 4 months, when he fought for that belt, you better believe I've studied that film and picked out holes in his game, where his strengths are at, where his weaknesses are at, and, formulated a game plan around that.
I typically tend to believe, and I could be wrong in saying this, but I tend to believe that when a fighter tells me, I don't watch tape, I don't know any, I haven't paid attention to my life, I typically tend to think they're lying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baloney. Like, nowadays, with the technology we have, you go to YouTube really quick and you can look up everyone's fight. And you should be focusing on sharpening your tools and, trying to become the best fighter that you are. But, if the guy has a great head kick, you better damn well be training head kick defense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the guy's, he's a third-degree black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's a very high-level ground fighter, I want to keep this, fight standing on the feet. You know, I don't want to go. I want to make him fight his B game. His, you know, I go and fight his A game. Have him put me on my back, where he's on top and where he's going to be more comfortable. You know, fighting in the ground where he has, you know, exponential more experience than me, which I'm very comfortable on the ground. You know, I'm an accomplished grappler as well. But, you know, there's different levels to this, and his strength is going to be, his A game is going to be him fighting on the ground. So I'm going to make him fight his B game, keep it on the feet, and we'll beat him up on the feet.
You're around the gym all the time, and you haven't fought since August of 2016, but at the same time, are you somewhat in cage shape at all times?
Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, on any given notice, I could probably step in on, you know, on for a fight. You know, may not be in the peak shape as I am right now, training as if I'm training, but, you know, I'm always training. I'm always teaching. I'm always staying in shape. You know, there's the shape that I'm in, and there's fight shape that I'm in right now. And it doesn't take too much for me to elevate it. You know, give me, you know, good 4 weeks, and you know, I can be in that peak fight shape, based off where I'm already at.
And of course, if someone wants to go watch this fight, you got tickets.
Yeah, I have tickets for sale. It's an all ages show. So there's a 21 and over section. There's an all ages section. It's a great little venue there in Salt Lake at the Rel Event Center. I believe that they renamed it now to the Union Event Center, I believe, just over there behind West High School. So great little venue there. I'm the main event. So there's, I think, 15 or so fights on the card scheduled. I think 3 or 4 female fights. So it's going to be a good night.
Again, we're being joined right now by Cody Bunderson. Cody, let's move on and talk about the event coming here to Carbon County, March 10th. You guys are going to take over the event center once again.
Yes, sir.
You guys have had a lot of success there in the event center. It's a great place to go watch a fight.
Oh, it's for sure. I think the event center out there, and the way that everything gets set up and the way we pack people in there, I think it makes for the most energetic show in the state. You know, and the fighters that we bring in from all over the country, top level athletes on the amateur and professional level. You know, it gets loud in there, it gets rowdy in there,
it's
fun, and there's never been a show there where there's been some dull fights, so I'm really looking forward to this card, especially with 5 of my guys on the card.
You know, it's just different when you guys play host to a fight here in town. They've been great on the road. I've got to travel and go on the road with you guys as well. They've been great on the road, but here in Carbon County, maybe it's the venue, maybe it's the backing that you have here in Carbon County. It's an event, and I'm telling people, if you haven't been able to check one of these out, you need to make sure you go visit and watch it on March 10th, because
it's
well worth the price of admission.
There's nothing like it. You know, I've been to a lot of shows, you know, and just having it down here, the way that it gets packed in there, you know, when we sold out last show, it was, the energy was awesome. It's super fun. It's family friendly. You know, the kids can come watch it. You know, they can, a lot of kids, you know, that are down at the gym, you know, they get to see some of their coaches, you know, fighting, a lot of the fighters that helps out with kids classes, things like that. So it gives them an opportunity to, you know, see all the hard work that their coaches have put in. And, man, it's crazy fun down here. There's nothing like it down here.
I agree.
The old P-Town beatdown.
Yeah. Again, that's coming up on March 10th. We're going to be talking plenty more about that in the coming weeks. Also, Cody, we got to talk about Fierce MMA and fitness, because you guys have done some great stuff at the gym. And I know right now there's some great deals going on. Something that I definitely want to make sure you mention, you're offering a discount for local police, first responders, teachers.
Right now. So originally when we kind of re-kicked off the gym last October, we did a $30 grandfather in for the fitness side. It is an additional money if you want to add the martial arts classes. But we decided for the month of January, you know, everybody get their New Year's resolutions and everything. So we went back to that $30 grandfather in. So if right now you come and sign up, if you just want to lift weights and use the instructors for the fitness classes, you can get grandfathered in at $30 per month, and that'll stay at $30 per month as long as you continue to pay your membership. We also added a special deal for teachers, first responders, military, firefighters, and police officers at $25 a month. That's ongoing forever. So, you know, people that, you know, provide a great service to us within our community and all over the country. We wanted to honor them for that and give them an opportunity to have a great rate and show our appreciation for them. So again, you know, firefighters, teachers, first responders, military, $25 a month, all access. And then also we have a, if they wanted to do the mixed martial arts classes as well, usually that's $50 per month, and we offer that at $45 a month to them as well.
Great discount.
Yeah, great discount, yeah. For all the servicemen that help keep our country great. And we also recently will be adding 24-hour access. Our cameras are up and running. Just got to put the door lock on today. And here within the next day or two, we'll be announcing it, and we'll have 24-hour full access.
That helps out for a lot of people. I know there's so many. There's always an excuse to not go to the gym. Trust right. me, I know. There's always an excuse to not go to the gym. But with that being said, when you have 24-hour access, a yeah. lot of those excuses go away.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason behind that, too, is, you know, not for people looking at excuses, not to be around other people, too. But a lot of the, you know, law enforcement or the coal miners, things around town, you know, they're working goofy shifts, you know, where you're working swing shifts, or you're working graveyards, or just, you know, some crazy other shift I don't even know about. You know, there's people work different hours, and yeah. so they still want to be able to be accommodated to, and be able to go and get the workout in. And so now this will give them the opportunity to go in and, you know, whether it's 2 a.m, 4 a.m, whatever it is, give you that access to get your workout in still.
Well, Cody, it's always fun to get you in the studio, talk a little bit about what you guys have going on. You're a very busy man. I mean, aside from everything that we talk about, you still manage to hold down another job. I don't know how you have yeah. time to do that, but
yeah, it's a busy life. I love it. You know, the gym and the fighting is my passion. I love teaching the kids. You know, trying to be a great role model for the kids and show them, you know, hard work and some discipline, and help them build some confidence, and do a lot with the anti-bullying. So. Great thing we have going on down there at the gym. Very passionate about it, and invite everyone to come down to the gym and check it out, see what it's all about.
Cody, I know we'll talk again here real soon, gearing up for your fight, and of course for the March 10th event going down at the Carbon County Event Center. Thank you for stopping by today.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
We're going to break one more time, come back, put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports right after this.